Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Above all, that is a confession. It's not a proposition. It's a confession based on the way that God has acted in human history, in my history and your history. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He goes before me so that goodness and mercy must follow. This is the way that the Lord shepherds. And he shepherds this way because he is the Lord. Is there a truth that is more treasured by the Christian community? And we treasure this not just because of the beauty and the poetry, but because of the simplicity. How simple. If the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Period. That's music to a sick man's ears. That's courage to a dying man's spirit. That's rest to a weary man's soul. These words are as fresh and refreshing as the day they were written, not the echo of the distant, musty past, but the words of that living Savior who said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. David wrote this psalm, Psalm 23. However, this was not the younger David. This was not the David of whom the Israeli women danced and sang. Saul has slain thousands. David has slain tens of thousands. This invincible warrior. No, this was the older David. This was the wiser David. This was the David who once was a fugitive, once was an adulterer, once was a murderer, and once was a father grieved by the death of his son. As a student, I attended ILC for 10 years, among the happiest years of life, fun, friends, classes, sports, tour, choir. On the eve of my graduation from the seminary, I looked at my life and saw only bright prospects. My plan was to graduate from the seminary, receive a call, marry my college sweetheart, have children, and as they say in the storybooks, and they lived happily ever after. It wasn't exactly what happened. Back then, I could have written a message on Psalm 23 like this one. I could have used all the resources in the seminary library and accurately described God's good shepherding. But here's the difference. Back then, I just knew. Now, I more fully know. And so it is in our lives that a deep, dark valley becomes a different kind of seminary. And it's in our need that we learn to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. David was the king of Israel. But before that, he was a shepherd boy who tended the flocks of his father Jesse. And as a shepherd, he knew the importance of never forsaking the flock, of leading the sheep to green pastures and quiet waters, of protecting the sheep from predators, of guiding the sheep all the way safely home. And yet, as meaningful as these activities were to David as a shepherd, they were more meaningful to David as one of the sheep, as one of us. Because when David penned the words of Psalm 23, he wasn't really just writing about sheep. He was writing about himself. He was writing about the faithful way God graciously shepherded him through every stage of his life, from youth to age, from peaks to valleys and peaks. Indeed, many verses of Psalm 23 actually reflect events in David's life. Consider the phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you remember that epic confrontation between David and Goliath? Was there ever more of a mismatch than a teenage boy with a slingshot and a pebble and a 9-foot-tall giant whose armor by itself weighed 125 pounds? And yet, instead of running away from the giant, what did David do? He ran toward the giant. And as he ran toward Goliath, this is what he said. "You come against me with sword and spear and shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, who this day will deliver you into my hands." With God on his side, he had nothing to fear, nor do we. And that's good, because there are other kinds of giants in life. Not just Goliaths, but giant problems like a troubled relationship or financial difficulties or a serious illness. With God as our shepherd, friends, we have nothing to fear. Psalm 23 is rich with blessing and promise. And yet as we read through the psalm, we discover that every one of those blessings, the green pastures, the quiet waters, the table overflowing, protection from enemies, being guided all the way to our heavenly home, that every one of those blessings comes from the same source. And that's having the right shepherd. And the right shepherd is our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible contains many names for God. And each one of God's names says something distinctive about his divine nature. For example, he is Elohim, the majestic God who spoke the universe into existence. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty, for whom nothing is impossible. He is Be'er Lahai Roy, the God who sees me wherever I am, whatever my circumstances. But the name of God in Psalm 23 is the name Yahweh. And that is a timeless Hebrew verb that can be translated, I am. This is the one name of God, perhaps more than any other, that underscores and emphasizes the eternal nature of his love, his presence, his power, his faithfulness. He is the one shepherd who remains faithful to us. He is the one shepherd, no matter what, who never leaves us. He is the one shepherd who promised, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." And how do we know that? How do we know that he'll never leave us? How do we know that he'll bring us through the peaks and valleys to being in him, his home, eternally with him? How do we know that? Because the Good Shepherd died for us. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I can think of no more fitting summary to Psalm 23 than the words of that hymn I learned a long time ago when I was a little boy. I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart. I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my needs, well supplies me, loves me every day the same, and even calls me by my name. Amen. Let's sing hymn 648, stanzas 1 and 3, 648, 1 and 3.